It's DJ Tira coming up your way, of course, with this one, Barige Kupuga, and Ufichara Zimageba, Nongosazana daughter, Camp Masters. Of course, that is how we kick off the third hour on the Capital Lunch. It's 13:10, and good afternoon to you. Now, as I speak of DJ Tira, exciting news is that he is in the building, and it's a pretty exciting one, D, to have the man himself as such, you know, a business mogul, a music mogul, a man Lunghore has done a lot in the industry as far as discovering talent and just also dishing out good music. Bona ubizika kwaito, Deben kwaito, Afro House, Three Step, Gom, Yonkin to Afro Tech. DJ Tira, good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing, Lerato?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super fine.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah, man. Nice to, you know, connect.
Yeah.
It's important to connect, you know, when we connect eye to eye, at least we can relate better.
But I can't see you eye to eye because you're wearing sunglasses, you
oh,
see.
Okay, sharp. Is this better?
There we go. That's much better. Right, so DJ Tira, you've been in the game since 1997. That's been quite a long time. I was 2 years old by then. I know I'm exposing my age, but I was still a baby.
Yeah. No, it's been a minute, eh?
Yeah. I mean, but how did it honestly all start for you? I mean, you've done quite a lot since you've started. I mean, you were, of course, a DJ at some point, and then you started producing your own music, and then, you know, you own a record label. You've done so much, you know, but the love for it. I mean, how did you know from the get-go that, you know what, like, I wanna do music?
I think when I was at varsity, doing my second year at varsity, I started developing this interest in like vinyls and mixing and stuff. So a guy called DJ Sianda made it possible for me to hook up with a guy called, was a doctor who had vinyls, and they taught me how to play. And then 1998, then I owned my first sound system, which was like my first small business.
Yes.
So yeah, it was just about to try and make money while still at varsity, to try and be active, to see what we can do. I think at the same time, owning a cell phone in 1995, I mean, I think I was a bit chacharach, but anyway, I think when you love things, you have to work hard for them.
Yes.
So that they can come to you, so that you can be able to enjoy them. So I guess I had to hustle myself while I was still at varsity, and, you know, having a sound system. So I started getting bookings, you know, I started DJing for like 500 rand there. But when I'm with the sound system, then I can get maybe a 2K anyana, yabo. So I started building from there up until, well, I opened Afrotainment, started Afrotainment, then started signing artists. Yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah. No, but I know that back then, and I know this is such a rare thing right now, you know, to give an upcoming DJ a chance. People used to do that quite easily, you know, back then, where a person could trust you and say, listen, I am busy. Maybe a resident, yase, ndaweni, ati, I am busy. I have to go somewhere, but I trust you. Hold it down. I want to take you back to your very, very first gig. How did you feel, you know, having to now show your talent in front of people for the first time? Were you not scared or disappoint the person that gave you a chance?
I think for me, there's about two incidents that I can, you know, mention when it comes to DJing and all that. And I remember one of my first gigs, was still at varsity. Obviously, I had to travel to town.
Yes.
Because there was a club in town. Ash. It involves a long walk as well, you know, from the varsity to the main road. You know, it's quite a distance.
Yeah.
And I had to walk that to catch a bus that's going to take you to town, get to town, then walk to where the party is, or the event, the club is. Hey, when I get there, I'm like, I'm ready to rock. Hey, this guy tell me, yo, dog, no, it's only residents today, no features. Yeah, well, I was like, yo, how? And I was kind of disappointed, but yeah, at being rejected, at not finding opportunity to be able to rock. But if you really push and you really want to make it happen, I mean, I can't.
Now, leading up to the moment where you then decided ukuvula eyakho label, was this now because you've experienced ukuvalelwa ngaphandle, that you felt like, I am now going to open my own doors, I'm going to create my own opportunities? Is that why you started your label?
I think no. The reason why I started Afrotainment, and remember after winning the Smirnoff DJ competition, you know, people expected me to move to Joburg. Then I decided to now chill in Durban and build Durban. So for me, starting Afrotainment was more about giving artists, you know, from KZN a chance. They don't have to come up to Joburg in order to be able to make it. You know, they can be able to record and have a record label that can be able to support them while they're in, you know, KZN, Devon, wherever, you know. So that was the inspiration behind Afrotainment. But yeah, man, I think at the same time, I just love to give abantu abatalented the opportunity. Yabo, mangibona ukuthi mina nawe singaspana, mangibona ukuthi mina nawe ngathi siyahlangana ngoba nakhona ikhlangana neparents akulula, yabo. So but mawazile ukuthi sithi click sithi kubona ukuthi ngazi ukuthi singasebenzisana, then that's a great opportunity, you know, and let's make it happen. And I mean, from Big Nas to DJ Fisherman to DJ Sindo to Juicy, you know, Dladla Mshunqisi, Q Twins, there's been a number of them, and it's all love. We're still pushing, still making good music.
Yeah. So with that being said, would you say that you are not a believer of, once you make it, pumekasi, leave home and just go start a life somewhere else, since you chose not to do that?
No. It's not a podcast, to be honest, yo. It's not a podcast. Because that's where it all starts, yabo.
Yes.
I mean, it's talent, it's rough, it's raw, it's shisayo, yabo. Tholekas, and nagmi, nagbalegi, ukuthi from now again, shy around the cast, just to ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi success, keep on vele, what's on the streets, yabo.
Yeah.
Because once you lose the streets, then excel swambe moyeni, so bonus swambe moyeni, but what goes up must come down.
Right, that's pretty amazing. It is 13:18. We are still in chats with Ubuntu Thokozisi Khathi, but we know him as DJ Tira. As we get to know him, you know, a little bit better on a one-on-one basis. You mentioned, you know, some pretty cool talent that you've discovered, you know, Dladla Mshunqisi, the Q Twins and the likes. So starting from, you know, back when you started the Afrotainment, how did you actually go about discovering the talent? I mean, did you go to clubs or all these nice and cool hangout spots where you find talented people, or did you have some of them approach you and say, hey, we heard you've got a label, please take us, this is me, listen to my music? I mean, how did you discover all of these people?
When I hear a sound in the street, I go and look for the person who's on the sound.
Yeah.
DJ Fisherman had a popular song, AI Kone AI Trend at the time, Ali Afrotainment. And so I went to Andengezi and met him at his house and told him that, you know what, I would like us to work. Yeah, well, so for me, it's very, very important that when you are talented or when you have music, take it out, you know, yeah, like take it out, sample it out so that we can hear it. When we hear it, when we hear something that we like, then say, I jump again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so it's both ways to hustle. Of course, approach. Because I'm a DM, I say, Fulegile, Bayangena, Sbon, which must interest, say, attend. Sometimes I'm going to call you missing, you say, Tubon, I would see more way I attend, so Bosch.
Yeah.
Yay!
All right. Yeah. Well, I love that a lot. I honestly don't remember ever reading anything foul about the Afrotainment and Ugba Empini with certain artists. You know, we know that there's a certain stable where if an artist joins Simupanje Unyaganji, and then soon enough they'll be at war about Ama Masters, money, and all of these things. What would you say you are doing so differently? All your artists are happy. What are you doing differently?
Not all artists are happy. Eh?
Okay.
Not all artists are happy, to be honest with you. Not all artists are happy, but I try my utmost best to go to Muntu and give niggas the best deal and the best support. And I ngoba vele ngiyi-artist kwayimina ngiyawazi ukuthi kubuhlungu kanjani yabo ukuthi urobheke or ulimazeke or whatever. So mina nje personally yabo ngaye ngizame ukuthi esh if singazwani, you know, let's try and see how we can make it happen.
Yes. Yeah?
But there's still problems even kunjalo, you know. So but we try to, you know, to be as fair as possible. Mm. I think mina nje vele, I mean, the work has been about trying to uplift each other.
Yes. Yeah, well,
so how are we going to be able to uplift each other if we're futhi senzelane phansi? Yabo. So ukuba neqiniso for me is what is very, very important. Asibe neqiniso, but still, well, you'll find that even though you try to be honest as much as possible, some people still don't understand. Well, one day they will understand.
Mm. And I like, you know, that you mentioned ukrobega nanani, because that is a challenge that even the most established of people go through. You know, you don't always have to be an upcoming and new artist for you to go through that, you know. But when you were robbed in another way last year in April. Your sound equipment was stolen, and I can imagine just how painful that was for you. What happened there exactly?
Oh man, I think for me, sometimes, but now try and make sure that you don't give Abantu a chance to even, yabo. So I think my security at my studio was a little bit weak. I didn't have cameras, I didn't have a lot of other things, yabo. And whoever stole the equipment, I had to buy and I never found out. I had to build a new studio. But now I'm making hits in a new studio that looks even 10 times better than the old studio.
So, oh, yes.
So, Uguwagwami, that's what the song talks about, actually, you know, on the Kupuga song.
Yes.
Maumuntu yawa, ngamhleki, ngobusazovuka.
Because the only way to go from there is up.
Yabo, yes.
So even though you offered a reward of 20,000, nobody came forth.
Ah, man, yabonash. Yabonash.
Nish.
Yeah, computer, leyana namanje, I'm using a laptop in my studio because I'm computer, but I'm killing it on that computer, on that laptop.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing stopping Makoya Bearings.
That's the spirit. All right. So let's speak on Upalisa.
Yeah, yeah.
Ubani Upalisa? Kwenzakalani lapho?
Hey. Yazi Upalisa fethu. Hlupani.
Is it the same Palisa that Uel Vovo once was speaking about?
No,
or is it someone different?
No, professor. We get why I attend in the Baga Palisa. So give my choir parents that decide to go to Houghton Mbuya for the 2025. It's born with in the palace.
Yeah. All right. No, it's a pretty amazing one. Upalisa, uya hlupa, u troublesome. And I see that, you know, u DJ Maphorisa, or Camp Masters, and various other artists.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you also make the choice on who you want to collaborate with on certain projects that you make? Do you look at the flavor that the person brings, or do you just, I don't know, pick and choose randomly and say, I'm cooking something, come, let's work?
Yes, to be honest with you, I na plan leyo, yes. It's just the vibes and the right energy at that time. Yabo. So we are ibona man ukuthi ukuthi ubani umuntu ovibe naye, yabo. And yabo ubani umuntu connect naye, yabo. So I reached out to Maphorisa. I said, "Bro, you know, can we cook something in your studio?" And he said, "Of course, papa. Let's kill it." And after that, Palisa was born.
So you did it at Maphorisa studio?
Maphorisa studio, yeah.
Does he own all the masters?
Yeah, make sure that I bring some chicken licking.
I hope I'm not getting you in trouble.
All
right, no, shout out to you, DJ Tira. What can we expect from DJ Tira and from Afrotainment as a whole going forward? I mean, I know more talent is yet to come, but other than that, any other projects we can look forward to?
Man, I'm excited about the project that I'm working on with Uze Makeba, who is featured a lot on Kupuga EP.
Yes.
So yeah, man, I'm cooking with him, and also Cab Masters. Labafana vaslete livatela. You know, I'm working on something with them. People must just stay tuned. Otherwise, Depp and July Bafuitsu, Fact Depp and Rocks, Afrotainment Marquee. Yay, yay, yay!
Sazobalit. All right, thank you so much, DJ Tira, for gracing us with your presence. It's been an absolute pleasure having a chat with you, and I'm looking forward to, you know, more that you are yet to bring to the industry, because I say, Temba Sham, you a new talent.
I'm a sir.
It's DJ Tira on this one, of course, giving us the best of music. And this one right here is Palisa, featuring DJ Maphorisa, Zemakeba, Camp Masters, Weedem Boys, Eggs Duppy. It is exactly 13:26 on the clock. You're on the Capital Lunch. Good afternoon. Yazinya afoda, telungi bize, telungi bize, la bune, bunga kona. Akumbezo kosa, telungi bize, telungi bize, la bune, bunga kona. Dalingi sokoka, telungi bize, telungi bize, la bune, bunga kona. Ufugwe palesa, mina nyamfunu palesa, mina nyamkholu palesa. Mina ngamfetcho palesa, wakofuku palesa, mina ngimfulu palesa, mina ngimiku palesa, ikosmas kimilumandisa, wakofuku palesa.